בוקר טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב, השתבח שמו, today is יום אחד בשבת קודש, חית בניסן. We're on page קוף מם א', משקל הנדיבות והרחמנות. The proper balance between generosity, pity, and not. ואומנם מעלת הנדיבות היא גדולה, אבל לפעמים צריך לנהוג בהפך, במידת הדין. Yes, being generous is very important. Being Rahman and Gomel Chassadim is very important, but sometimes a person has to act b'midat adin. When is that? V'nakdim, ki ma she'amru Chazal, mi she'in bu de'a, asu l'rachem alav. Yeah, when the Chachamim say that if a person doesn't have de'a, a person doesn't have sechil, you can't be m'rachem alav, ain't a kavana l'mshuga. We're not talking about a person who's crazy. Yeah, if a person's not well, if a person's mentally not there, that's a mitzvah to take care of him. That's not what Chazal were talking about. So when the Chachamim said, if a person doesn't have de'ah, you can't have rachmanut on him. What were they talking about? A person who intentionally doesn't have de'ah. Ain't a kavana l'mshuga. Ain't a l'mi she'ino oseh ma she'tzarich la'asot al pi ha'torah. Okay. Levad im ha'mizvada shelo, mitzvah la'azor le'bechol derech efsharit. You see a person with a big family trying to get onto the bus. And you ever see, he's talking like Israeli standards. You know, like Motzei Shabbat, you see like a huge Israeli family standing at bus stops and waiting to, you know what I'm talking about? Like, so that's like a Motzei Shabbat thing. They're like, they're waiting for the bus and they're like a million kids, and it's a mitzvah to help them, you know, as much as you can. ובפרט, שדבר זה אין בו תורך גדול. ויחשוב, אילו היה קורה דבר כזה לעצמו, something like that would have happened to me, הלא ודאי ישמח שיעזרו לו. וכן יש חובה על כל יהודי להיות דורש טוב לעמו. בכלשון רבנו יונה, כי חייב אדם לתרוח בדרישת טוב לעמו ולשקוט בעמל נפשו על תקנת חברו, עם דל ועם עשיר. You have to look around, check, pursue to see if there's anything that your friend needs. Look around. I'm saying not just like if it happens. There's what does it mean דורש טוב לעמו? To be דורש, to seek out, to see if anybody needs any חסד done to them. וכגון שיודע שרוצה שידוך, ובאפשרותו לעזור לו, או בשאר עניינים דומים לזה, שמקיים בהם מצוות גמילות חסדים. It's funny, it brings down שידוכים. You know, sometimes people like, no, I'm not a shadchan, so I don't deal with these things. No, like, you don't have to be a shadchan to read a shidduch, or to say an idea, or whatever. People think, no, it's like a profession. No, it's not a profession, it's gemilut chasadim.
If you think
of an idea, so deal with it, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them,
or deal with it. No, I'm not, this is not for me. What are you talking about? Hashem put you in a situation where you can be a shaliach lidvar mitzvah. Why would you not take it? You don't have to, you know, I'm not a professional gomel chasadim. What does that even mean? You don't, you know, you do chesed when chesed arises. You do it. Yeah. ולמשל, יש זקנים שלא חסר להם כסף, אבל אינם יודעים לבשל וכדומה. ומי שמכיר אדם כזה, יבשל עבורו ויעשה חסד גדול. He says, I guess there are elderly people, they're not like needy, whatever, they just don't know how to cook, whatever. So he says, go, you know, cook for them, take care of them. You know, there's this thing, I read an article last week, I don't remember if it was Zaka or some other organization there at Yisrael, they said that there's an uptick of Shemishmor, elderly, lonely people in Eretz Yisrael that are dying alone in their apartments, and weeks or months go by until anybody realizes, until they start smelling things like shemishmor. Like, they're lonely, nobody checks up on them, and then they just, I don't know, I'm not sure, they said they're having more of these incidents than they've ever had before. So it's like tragic, you know what I'm saying? These people are lonely, nobody checks up on them and whatever, and then they just die and nobody even knows. You know what I'm saying? It's, if you have such a neighbor, whatever, check in. They have multiple studies from COVID that loneliness kills. You know that? It does. Just, you know, even just to say hi, you know, Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh, whatever it is, just go say hi, go check up on them. It's mitzvah gminut chasadim megufo. ולפעמים יש בזה הצלת נפשות ממש, כמסופר בגמרא. Can you see what it says? You can actually be הצלת נפשות. הגמרא says, מסך נדרים, מעשה בתלמיד אחד, מתלמידי רבי עקיבא שחלה, לא נכנסו חכמים לבקרו, ונכנס רבי עקיבא לבקרו. ובשביל שכיבדו ורביצו לפניו חיה, אמר לו רבי יחייתני, יצא רבי עקיבא ודרש כל מי שאין מבקר חולים כאילו שופך דמים. There was a תלמיד ברבי עקיבא, He was sick. Nobody came to visit him. And because of that, he was so, the matzav was bad. And because nobody came to visit, the guy was on his deathbed. Rabbi Akiva took the chachamim, he went to visit, cleaned up a little bit, opened the windows, you know, aired it out. And he brought him back to health. And he said, Rabbi, if you gave me life. If not for the fact that you would have done this, I would have died. Rabbi Akiva went out and said, whoever is not mevakir chole, is shofech damim. If to go mevakir, it's a big deal. בגמרא מסופר על שלמה המלך עליו השלום שבתקופה שנטרד ממלכותו היה מחזר על הפתחים. There's a תקופה where שלמה המלך was kicked out of his rule by השמדאי, מלך השדים. And at that time, he was very poor and he was knocking on doors to get some food. שלמה המלך. אפילו שהיה מלך, אבל גם הוא צריך לאכול. וחיימות ברעב. Whatever, the circumstances were what they were. He's not going to die of hunger, he's knocking on doors. ולכן ביקש אוכל כאחד העניים. מכאן רואים מוסר השכל גדול, שמזלו של אדם ירד בר מינן, לא יתבייש וימות. שאפילו שלמה המלך ביקש צדקה, הוא לא יתבייש. If חלילה a person's מזל turns around, and whatever, don't be like, no, this is, I can't do this, whatever, and then just die. Like, keel over and die. No, even שלמה המלך, he ruled the whole world. He was in a situation where he was ani marud, and he knocked on doors to be able to survive. Whatever Hashem throws at you, deal with it. That's basically what it is. אבל יש בן אדם מסכנים לפעמים מתים ברעב, אין להם כלום, ומתביישים לבקש. There are people who don't have anything and they're ashamed to ask. And then, you know, שמשמו. שמעתי על בן אדם שהיו זקוקים ללכת לרופא ולא הלכו מפני הבושה, ובסוף מתו בר מינן. חמד ציון says that he heard of people that needed to go to the doctor and they were ashamed to go, or whatever it is, and because they didn't take care of their health, they ended up dying. You got to take care of yourself. You have to eat. You have to take care of your health. You have to take care, you know, take care of yourself. Don't be mitbayesh.
If you're like a grandparent or someone, they're not sick.
Yeah.
You go visit them and you want to play cards for like an hour.
Yeah.
It's fully called chassidim.
Yeah. I mean, playing cards, yeah. I mean, if that's what makes them happy, you know what I'm saying? Don't gamble, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, go. It's mechayot, you know what I'm saying? Not stam de David HaMelech saying in Tehillim, Al tashlicheni le'ayit zikna kichlot kochi al ta'azmeni, because zikna is a very scary place. Old age is a scary place. It's lonely. You know, even for a person with kids and with grandkids, you know what I'm saying? Like, when a person's old, that's the way of the world. People care less about you. That's the way it goes. So we try as much as we can to show up and whatever, but they feel lonelier. Can you imagine elderly people without that support system? Miskinim. They're not as mobile. Their health is not the same. They're weaker. They're in pain. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's the way of the world. It's not that I wouldn't... Okay, maybe I misspoke. Not care less. But you know, youngsters are busy. Everybody's busy with their own lives. And yeah, you have parents and grandparents, whatever, but you still have your own life. So, you know, the elderly usually get pushed to the back burner.
Yeah.
Huh? Depends on perspective, you know, in terms of what? In terms of like working and stuff like that, yeah, but in terms of experience and chokhmah. Elderly. It's true. Yeah.
I feel like you don't have like a chokhmah. I feel like they're too
like slow. Senile? Depends.
They're very old.
Depends
they're
old.
Too slow. They don't know like today's world. Like a...
Depends who it is. Some elderly people are senile. Some are very sharp. You know, it's another part. Al tashlicheni la'ed zikna, David HaMelech daven. And he passed away pretty young. David HaMelech passed away at 70. He wasn't old. It's scary to get to such an age where a person's not in control of his capacities anymore. You know, some people, they're born like, you're born a baby and everybody needs to take care of you. And some people, unfortunately, they pass away like babies, that everybody needs to take care of them and whatever. It's a bracha where you, you know what kind of bracha it is to get to such an old age and you're independent, you're able to take care of yourself and lucid and with it. It's a big, big bracha. It's not muvan meva. Just finished, sorry. V'yesh lada'at, שעיקר המצווה בביקור חולים, לראות מה חסר לחולה ולדאוג לו. The עיקר המצווה is not just to visit him, but to go and see what is it that you need, whatever it is. ויתן דעתו לכך שהביקור לא מפריע לו. Make sure you're not bothering him. You know, sometimes people do bikur cholim at like inappropriate times, at inconvenient times, and the chole is like, the Gemara says, you're not supposed to do it at night because you're not feeling well, whatever. And people come like, I'm coming to do bikur cholim now because it's good for me. No, it doesn't have to do with you. It has to do with the chole. וכן בניחום אבלים, כשבאים לבית האבלים, יראה להם קצת עידוד ונחמה. A shivakol, whatever it is. You know, sometimes people go to a shivakol or whatever, and they're like morose and what. That's not what he needs. Or you go to the bikur cholim, you cry with the guy like it's, you know, see you later. You know what I'm saying? Like, be nice. No, what are you doing? Chazek oto. You know, it's a mitzvah. You'll be fine. You're going to be mitchazek bezot Hashem. It's going to pass. It's a mitzvah to be mitchazek. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person cannot, you know, sometimes when people do bikur cholim, they start crying because the matzav is bad, whatever. Maran says that if you can't, like, hold yourself back, don't go. You're going to kill the chole. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, bimchazek oto. Even though, let's say even if chalila, the prognosis is bad, the mitzvah bikur cholim is to bimchazek. Go, gim chizuk. You're great. You're going to be good. You're going to be dancing soon. You'll see. Even if it's not that way. Shuat Hashem kere fine. Commiseration. But, like, try to give him chizuk. Also, chizuk. Not, whatever, you know, whatever he needs. Not like, wow, this is terrible. You're Nebuch. You know? Yeah. This is like insurmountable. No, give him chizuk. Mizat Hashem. Hashem will be menachem. And you'll only have smachot. Say things that, you know, so I've heard the dumbest things people say in shiva houses. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you know, like people try to make conversation. It's awkward. Yes, it is. But it's an art to be able to make, you know, good conversation out of an awkward moment. There's no, what's the right thing to say to shiva house? Just be mechazek, you know what I'm saying? What do you die from? Wow. Is that hereditary? Is that genetic? Are you going to die from that too? What? You know what I'm saying? What are you saying? Not the only. It's better, you know something? You know what the main thing with shiva house is? You don't even need to speak. Just show up. Be there. That in and of itself shows that people care. Yeah. Agrade the shtikuta. Don't even, just show up. Show the guy you care about him, and then you can even leave. You don't even have to say anything. Especially if you're saying stupid things. You know, don't talk. Anyway, bekitzer. Now. How old was he? Yeah, the Gemara says, not only do you comfort the avelim, you also comfort the metim. The neshama of the met also gets comforted from nichum avelim. Begam, sham yizer shulei echbid ala avel, chmo shekatav Rambam, vekivan shina'anea beroshu, shuv ena menachamim shayim yushev etzlo, shulei etzirchu yotir midai. The Rambam says in nilchot nichum avelim, once the avel, you know, he's sitting there, he's like, you know, he gives you the signal, like, okay, I'm done. Done for the day? Leave. Don't be, you know, like, okay, when you're firmly rooted and you're here for like hours and, you know, David is tired and he's hungry and whatever, and you're just sitting here on his head and he can't move. You know, he wants to move around, he wants to eat, whatever, and you're just being a burden. Don't be a burden. All these gmilut chasadim of bikur cholim and avil, it's for them. It's not about us. It's about them. To be cognizant of that. Tov, yom tov.